Meteorologist Steve Rudin in the First Alert Weather Center.
And right now, we're at 71 in the nation's capital.
659.
This is WTOP News. WTOP FM Washington. WWWTFM Manassas. WTLP FM Braddock Heights, Frederick.
You're listening to WTOP, Washington's news, traffic, and weather station.
WTOP News. Facts matter.
Good evening, I'm Sean Anderson.
I'm Ann Kramer, coming up.
Breaking news, a conviction tonight for the driver in a crash that killed two girls near a local high school.
She says it happened when she was 12 years old, that she was sexually assaulted at a Fairfax County school. What a jury has decided. I'm Kate Ryan.
In part of our area, a new way to catch drivers illegally passing stop school buses.
A new abortion rights case before the Supreme Court involving a state law on how pregnant women must be treated in an ER.
We'll go in depth with Politico at 7:15.
WTOP at 7 o'clock.
House Speaker at Columbia University.
The cherished traditions of this university are being overtaken right now.
Arizona House advances repeal of 1864 abortion law.
Three Republican House lawmakers voting with Democrats.
President Biden signs foreign aid package.
It's going to make America safer. It's going to make the world safer.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition. I'm Jennifer Kuiper. As students keep rallying on campuses and police tangle with some at the University of Southern California and the University of Texas at Austin, several members of Congress visit New York City to weigh in on Israel-Hamas protests at colleges there. CBS's Matt Piper.
House Speaker Mike Johnson got booed at Columbia while calling for the school's president to resign amid growing what he calls anti-Semitic pro-Palestinian protests on campus.
So, I'm here today joining my colleagues and calling on President Shafiq to resign if she cannot immediately bring order to this chaos.
He condemned the demonstrations and any threats against Jewish students.
All of this has to be said because the cherished traditions of this university are being overtaken right now by radical and extreme ideology.
Matt Piper, CBS News, New York.
A proposed repeal of Arizona's 1864 near-total ban on abortions has won approval from the State House. KPHO's TV's Emma Lockhart.
It now heads to the Senate, where Democratic lawmakers also need at least three Republicans to join them in repealing that legislation.
If the state Senate approves it, Arizona would allow abortions up to 15 weeks. At the U.S. Supreme Court.
Abortion is murder!
Abortion is oppression!
Protesters outside as inside justices weigh an Idaho abortion case. CBS's Allison Keyes.
The Justice Department brought the original case against Idaho, saying its near-total abortion ban conflicts with a 1986 law known as EMTALA. Solicitor General Counsel Elizabeth Prelogar says a woman with a severe medical condition must be offered pregnancy termination under that law.
But Idaho makes termination a felony punishable by years of imprisonment unless it's necessary to prevent the woman's death.
Idaho says its ban has exceptions for life-saving abortions. Allison Keyes, CBS News, Washington.
President Biden wastes no time in signing legislation providing aid to Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan.
Literally, in a few hours, we're going to begin sending in equipment to Ukraine.
CBS's Eleanor Watson at the Pentagon.
The weapons, which are expected to start arriving in Ukraine over the next few days, include more artillery rounds, air defense munitions to knock down Russian missiles and drones, as well as more armored vehicles.
On Wall Street, stocks closed mixed. The Dow closed down 43 points. The Nasdaq rose 16. Now this.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
7:03 here on WTOP, Wednesday evening, April 24th, 2024. Manassas is at 70. We could be down to the 50s later. Good evening, I'm Dimitri Sotis with the top local stories we're following this hour.
Breaking news on WTOP.
A man is found guilty after his car hit and killed two girls from Oakton High School almost 2 years ago. A jury in Fairfax County deliberated for nearly 8 hours before returning a guilty verdict in the case of driver Usman Shahid, who was charged with two counts of involuntary manslaughter. Prosecutors say that Shahid was speeding in a new BMW on June 7, 2022, traveling at 81 miles an hour in a 35-mile-an-hour zone with passengers in his car when he hit the teens. Ada Martinez Nolasco and Leon Hanjian were killed. Now, Shahid was 18 years old at the time of the crash. He had a learner's permit. He may face decades in prison when sentenced. The same jury is going to hear victim impact statements tomorrow before starting to deliberate on the sentencing. Another case involving allegations now by a then 12-year-old girl that she was sexually assaulted in a school hallway and later raped off school grounds in Fairfax County. She also said the county school system failed to handle her case properly. But as WTOP's Kate Ryan reports, a jury has made its decision in the opposite direction.
After weeks of testimony, the jury in U.S. District Court here in Alexandria found in favor of the Fairfax County School Board and administrators, which had been accused of violating the rights of a former student under Title IX. The plaintiff, now 24, who goes by the name Kate or initials BR, had alleged that she was sexually assaulted in 2011 in a school hallway, and that she was sexually harassed at Rachel Carson Middle School, and that finally school officials failed to report the incidents to the Title IX office. Azra Nomani, a contributor to the Fairfax County Times, has been covering the five-week trial from the start.
The jury was so swift in its deliberation after 5 weeks of evidence that it was remarkable.
Lawyers for the school system left the courthouse without comment, as did the plaintiff, who was surrounded by supporters. In Alexandria, Kate Ryan, WTOP News.
In its statement following the verdict, the Fairfax County School Board said, in part, "We are grateful to the jury for their careful evaluation of the evidence and their service on this important case." Turning to D.C., where they're cracking down on drivers who pass stopped school buses. Starting Monday, 25 city school buses will have cameras installed. If a driver tries to illegally go around the bus when the stop arm is extended, the cameras will record video and take images of the car's license plates. For the first 45 days, you would only get a warning. After that, it could be a $500 fine. And D.C. is addressing its teacher shortage by allowing aspiring educators to get a bachelor's degree while they work in local schools. WTOP Scott Gelman reports the Earn and Learn model could help the city fill jobs in key areas.
Those include early childhood education, elementary education, and special education. Elizabeth Ross with the city says the program will let D.C. paraprofessionals and high school graduates work in local schools and get a bachelor's degree at the same time.
They'll have that opportunity to earn a salary while they are taking that coursework.
They'll take those courses for free at the University of the District of Columbia.
We're enrolling our first cohort this fall in August 2024. We anticipate that that cohort will be up to 50.
Ross explains the program should help D.C. schools fill vacancies in high-demand subject areas.
The most important in-school factor impacting student learning and learning and lives is the quality of their teacher in the classroom.
Scott Gelman, WTOP News.
The Washington Capitals are down 2-0 in their series against the New York Rangers. The Caps do have a chance to bounce back Friday night here in D.C., and they are getting some enthusiastic support from young fans. WTOP's Dick Giuliano reports students, teachers, and staff at Cardinal Elementary in Arlington turned out for a Capitals pep rally.
In the schoolyard, plenty of kids wore caps, jerseys, and T-shirts and cheered on the team, wishing them the best in Friday's Game 3 of the first-round playoffs.
I love the Caps, and I like that they're just like, they have their moments.
They should just continue to try really hard.
I think they're going to do great. I think this pep rally is definitely going to help them.
And having dropped the first two games to the Rangers, the players have some helpful advice from Cardinal Elementary School principal Colin Brown.
I think it's been the Caps all season, up, down, whatever. It's perseverance. Stick it in and staying with it, and never giving up. You always want to go down fighting.
In Arlington, Dick Giuliano, WTOP News.
Coming up here on WTOP, Facebook, in terms of its business, is facing a good news, bad news story right now. Stay with us tonight on WTOP. We have traffic and weather in 30 seconds.
This is Dave Dildine from the Traffic Center. If you're like me, you spent a lot of time at home over the winter, and I couldn't stop agonizing over the cracked, peeling paint on the ceilings. Enough. It's time for quality painting from Serta Pro Painters. You can trust them to get the job done right because they take pride in what they do. Each Serta Pro Painters business is independently owned and operated by men and women who live right here. Schedule your free estimate online at SertaPro.com. That's Serta with a C. When choosing a painting professional, the choice is simple. Choose happy. Choose Serta Pro Painters.
708.
Michael and Son's Precision AC Tune-Up for only $49.
Michael and Son. Traffic and weather on the 8th when it breaks here on WTOP. Let's go to Bob Immler in the traffic center.
Some volume delays still around on the inner loop out of Tysons, headed for the American Legion Bridge. And on the outer loop, getting to the Wilson Bridge, a little bit slow here and there. Inner loop slow getting onto the Wilson Bridge. An incident on the right side believed to be on the shoulder of the local lanes. Also affecting southbound traffic on I-295, coming down from Joint Base Anacostia Bowling toward the Beltway to get onto the inner loop. And on 95 southbound, a little bit slow at Woodbridge at the Occoquan. That's really about it. Did have an earlier incident northbound near Lorton. Still out on the shoulder, but out of the roadway, and 66 is good to go. Maryland side, Baltimore-Washington Parkway, a bit heavy getting up toward the Beltway and up through Greenbelt. 95 is good to go. 50 out to the Bay Bridge as well. 270 looks all right. And demonstrations around DuPont Circle right now, so be alert along Connecticut Avenue and other roads leading to DuPont Circle. The WTOP Newsroom, furnished by Regency Furniture. Shop Regency for the best dining, living, and bedroom sets, plus brand-name mattresses. Affordable never looks so good. Bob Inler, WTOP Traffic.
Let's go to Veronica Johnson. She's 7 News First Alert Chief Meteorologist.
A gorgeous evening with scattered clouds, but we are going to be cooling quickly. 57 to 63 degrees for your evening temperatures. Meanwhile, by morning, we'll be down to about 42 to 48 degrees. Scattered clouds, and there may be even some scattered frost with light wind. Tomorrow afternoon, high temperatures only 58 to 63 degrees, but bright skies. And bright, too, on Friday, mostly sunny conditions. Chance of frost in the morning with high temperatures in the mid-60s. I'm 7 News Chief Meteorologist Veronica Johnson in the First Alert Weather Center.
Upper Marlboro at 70, Woodbridge 71, and D.C. 71 degrees. Some parts of our area could drop into the 40s overnight. Could be as cool or cold as 42 degrees in our suburbs. We're brought to you by Long Fence. Save 25% on decks, pavers, and fences. 6 months, no payment, no interest. Conditions apply. Go to longfence.com. Money News, 10 and 40 past the hour. Let's go to Jeff Claypool.
Facebook says daily users climbed 7% last quarter, but it warned of slowing sales growth and higher expenses. Hilton opened 106 new hotels last quarter, and it says it has a record number of new hotels in development. Roslyn-based Graham Holdings, the Graham family empire that sold the Washington Post to Jeff Bezos, is moving its corporate headquarters to 1812 North Nash, the entire 21st floor of the building. The Dow finished Wednesday session down 43 points. Jeff Claybaugh, WTOP News.
Protect your home and auto. And when you bundle your home and auto insurance with Progressive, you'll save money. Get a quote at progressive.com. That's progressive.com.
Coming up on WTOP, another abortion rights issue was before the U.S. Supreme Court today, this one pitting state law against federal law. We'll go in depth with Politico in minutes. Hope you can stay with us for your whole drive and ask your smart speaker to play WTOP.
The Greater Washington Board of Trade is a professional membership community representing top, vibrant, and diverse leaders who work together to build strong economic growth for the D.C. region. And now, here's Regional Business Insights with Blue Jenkins, President and CEO of Washington Gas, a member of the Greater Washington Board of Trade.
For almost 175 years, Washington Gas has been committed to improving life in the DMV. Safety and reliability are just two reasons why Washington Gas is investing in large-scale modernization of our infrastructure region-wide. When you see us on your streets, this is what we're focused on. Learn more at WashingtonGas.com.
The Greater Washington Board of Trade is pro-business and nonpartisan. It is where local leaders work together to drive inclusive, resilient, and sustainable economic growth for the region. Go to BOT.org to learn more about the important issues that Board of Trade members are tackling today. That's BOT.org.
Later this half hour on WTOP, no new testimony in the Donald Trump criminal trial today, but what about accusations that he violated that gag order? Stay with us on WTOP. More news in 60 seconds.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency on earth. And if you owe back taxes, the news isn't good. The IRS is raising the interest rate it charges on unpaid taxes, and further rate hikes are expected. Most people don't know it, but the IRS adds interest charges to your tax debts daily. So if you owe the IRS today, you'll owe even more tomorrow. And it doesn't stop until you get right with the IRS. The good news is getting right can start with one phone call to Optima Tax Relief, America's number one tax relief firm. Optima's tax professionals specialize in the Fresh Start Initiative, a powerful IRS program that can save you thousands if you qualify. In fact, the experts at Optima have resolved over $1 billion in tax debt for their clients. Call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
At Inova, we deliver world-class care involving a team of specialists to fit each patient's unique needs.
7:14 on WTOP. Abortion rights were back before the U.S. Supreme Court tonight as the justices considered the implications of Idaho's near-total ban on abortion since overturning Roe v. Wade 2 years ago. Today's arguments involved a debate on whether a federal law that mandates an abortion in a medical emergency overrules that state's abortion ban. Let's take you live tonight to Alice Miranda Olstein. She's healthcare reporter for Politico Pro. Welcome back, and thank you, Alice, for a bit of your time and your reporting. The arguments, we understand, were heated today as we are thinking about emergency treatment that may include an abortion for some pregnant people. Can you give us a brief summary of what was said and what happened today?
Absolutely. So it definitely was heated. The justices were sort of snapping and interrupting the attorneys making the arguments and each other at some points. And this was really pitting state versus federal law. It was Idaho defending its abortion ban and saying that it should have the right to enforce it even in medical emergencies. And the Biden administration was arguing that that violates a decades-old federal law aimed at protecting patients from being turned away during medical emergencies. And what was really striking to me was that, you know, often with Supreme Court arguments, you have a lot of hypotheticals. It gets really in the weeds and the legal theories. And this focused so much on what's really been happening on the ground since Roe versus Wade was overturned, and especially since Idaho was given temporary permission to fully enforce its abortion ban. And so you had a lot of references to reports of hospitals turning women away or telling them you have to wait till your condition deteriorates even more before we can treat you, provide you an emergency abortion, and the spike in women who are being flown out of the state in these sort of emergency airlift flights. And so I think that was really striking in that the justices were really having to grapple with the real concrete effects of the decision they made a couple years ago to overturn Roe.
Some of the conservative justices joined the liberal members in their questioning. Does that scramble our idea of how this might go when we hear that decision in the late spring?
So it's hard to tell. Sometimes the justices will play devil's advocate or try to, you know, pose tough questions just to get at a particular point. It's not always indicative of how they will rule or vote on a particular case. But it was interesting that a few of the justices on the right joined the justices on the left in really grilling Idaho's attorney and questioning his assertion that the state should have this sort of unchecked power to enforce its abortion ban in violation of these federal protections. And so there were some tough questions there, particularly from Justice Amy Coney Barrett, who was also very vocal in the abortion case the court heard a month ago. So she's really set to be kind of a key swing vote potentially in this.
Arizona, meantime, has been getting so much attention for adopting that 1864 law that would have banned nearly all abortions. What kind of progress is the state legislature, making in getting rid of that? That was a state Supreme Court decision that brought that back.
Yes. So actually, just today, the state moved forward in repealing that 1864 total abortion ban. If they are able to do it, and we don't know yet if they are, but if they are able to do that, then the state will continue having a 15-week ban in the meantime. And voters will almost certainly have the opportunity to repeal whatever ban is in place in November via a ballot initiative, like we've seen so many states do over the last couple years. So things are very up in the air in Arizona, which of course is a key swing state that could decide the presidential election and control of the Senate. And so things are very up in the air there. And it's a hot story to watch.
It certainly is. Alice, thank you for the update. We'll talk again soon, I hope.
Thanks so much.
That's Alice Miranda Olstein, their healthcare reporter for Politico Pro. Top stories we're working on here on WTOP. House Speaker Mike Johnson visits New York's Columbia University amid protests related to the situation in Gaza. A jury has sided with Fairfax County Public Schools after a former student accused the district of mishandling matters after she was sexually assaulted. Keep it here for full details on these stories in the minutes ahead. We're going to go to Bob Imler in the WTOP Traffic Center.
Rush hour quickly winding down. Still some slow traffic northbound 395. Getting around past the 14th Street Bridge towards South Capitol Street. Southbound getting out to the 14th Street Bridge only briefly slow. Southbound I-295, delays getting from the base and down toward Oxon Cove with, I believe there is an incident there, maybe on the shoulder and on the inner loop at the beginning of the Wilson Bridge. Along the shoulder in the local lanes, there is an incident also getting attention slow from 210 on the inner loop getting there as well. Meantime, traffic on 50 to the Bay Bridge without delay. 95 Baltimore-Washington Parkway and 270 doing all right. Beltway clearing out of Tysons up to the American Legion Bridge. 66 without delay on the Virginia side. Outer loop briefly slow at the Wilson Bridge. 395 and 95 each doing well. Avoid the hassle of selling privately or dealing with a dealer. We Buy Any Car is the fast and fair way to sell. Get your car's valuation now at WeBuyAnyCar.com. Bob Inwood, WTOP Traffic.
Now to Veronica Johnson. She's 7 News First Alert Chief Meteorologist.
Expect a dry evening with partly cloudy skies. Temperatures lower 60s to upper 50s and falling to the lower and upper 40s by early Thursday morning. There is a chance for some frost. Partly sunny conditions expected for Thursday afternoon, 58 to 63 degrees. Meanwhile, we're in the 60s for highs on Friday, Saturday. But the big story is Sunday, 84 to 85 degrees. Your forecast, high temperature with dry conditions and close to 90 on Monday. Hottest stretch of the year so far. I'm 7 News Chief Meteorologist Veronica Johnson in the First Alert Weather Center.
Hyattsville 68, Herndon 68, and Foggy Bottom 71 degrees. Could be going down to 42 in the suburban areas tonight. We're brought to you by Len the Plumber Heating and Air. Trusted same-day service 7 days a week. Coming up for you on WTOP.
It's been absolutely horrible.
The FAFSA fiasco isn't just hurting high school seniors. I'm John Doman.
More news in 90 seconds.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now. 800-575-1794. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS. There is zero risk to you. If we can't reduce your tax debt, then you pay nothing. Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems. We have a 5-star rating on Google and an A+ with the Better Business Bureau. You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-575-1794. That's 800-575-1794. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
Maryland's primary election is May 14th. With three ways to participate, it's never too early to plan your vote. Between May 2nd and May 9th, you can cast your vote at an early voting center. You can also vote by mail. Request a ballot and make sure it's postmarked or placed in a drop box by May 14th. Or you can vote in person on Election Day. Find your local polling place, request a ballot, and more by visiting vote.md.gov/vote2024.
Just into the WTOP newsroom, Arizona, a grand jury there has indicted 11 Republicans who falsely declared Donald Trump won the state's election in 2020. Again, we're waiting to get some additional details, but Arizona, a grand jury in Arizona, indicts 11 Republicans who falsely declared Donald Trump won the state in 2020. Staying with Donald Trump now to New York, the former president's criminal hush money trial stood in recess today, even as we wait for a decision on accusations that he violated his gag order.
After court, Trump complained about the limited gag order meant to prevent him from verbally attacking witnesses.
We have a gag order, which to me is totally unconstitutional. I'm not allowed to talk, but people are allowed to talk about me.
Prosecutors accused Trump of repeatedly violating the gag order, and they said it's posing a real threat to the trial. When the defense insisted Trump is complying, the judge interjected, "You are losing all credibility."
ABC's Aaron Katursky reporting. Normally, high school seniors would have a few more days to decide where they're going to college next year. They'd be armed with an understanding of how much financial aid they may be eligible for. But an overhaul designed to simplify the process has been a flop, It's not just impacting graduating seniors. Let's get more from WTOP's John Doman.
It's been absolutely horrible.
Elmer Mendoza of Silver Spring is halfway through his studies at Johns Hopkins University, but he's not sure how much financial aid he'll be qualified for going forward, and he's starting to stress out.
If something gets resolved, there's another problem, and if that problem gets resolved, then there's another problem.
We actually expected it to be a lot better than it has been. They've been working on the new FAFSA for many years.
As a low-income first-generation college student, Mendoza's been working with a group called College Track. Misha Inman's the CEO.
We need institutions to continue to extend their deadlines for however long it takes for the federal government to get this right.
Some schools have pushed back the deadlines and may do so again, including schools in Maryland and Virginia. John Dome in WTOP News.
724, the rat hole is gone from Chicago. The city sidewalk landmark that some residents affectionately called the rat hole was removed after city managers determined the section bearing the imprint of an animal was damaged and had to be replaced. The imprint has been a quirk of a residential block in Chicago's North Side neighborhood of Roscoe Village for years, but it found fresh fame in January after a Chicago comedian shared a photo on X. The attention, however, quickly grew old for neighbors who complained about visitors at all hours, sometimes leaving coins and other items scattered across the sidewalk. Plus, most in the neighborhood argue the imprint was probably caused by a squirrel and not a rat.
Sports at 25 and 55 on WTOP.
7:25. Let's go to Rob Woodfork.
Nationals aren't getting the game from Jake Irvin. They got in Los Angeles. This time they trail the Dodgers 3-1 now in the bottom of the second inning. Irvin pitched a shutout for his first win of the season last week against the Dodgers lineup, but so far has given up three runs on five hits in his first two innings of work. The Nats got on the board here in the bottom of the second with two outs. Nick Senzel with a solo homer 402 feet into the stands. It's his second home run of the season, but still with two outs, the Nats trying to rally men on first and second base with Jesse Winker up to bat. The Orioles escaped to Los Angeles with a series victory. They hold off the Angels late rally in a 6-5 victory, credited to Dean Kramer. His 5 1/3 innings of three hit, two run ball with a season high 10 strikeouts. The catalyst, Adley Rutschman homered and drove in three runs on three hits, including a home run. Baltimore making franchise history in football as the Ravens agreed to a 2-year contract extension with Rashad Bateman. It makes the former 27th overall pick.